This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. firm Moderna said it would file requests for emergency authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine in the United States and Europe Monday after full results confirmed a high efficacy estimated at 94.1%. If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agrees it is safe and effective, the first of the drug's two doses could be given to millions of Americans by the middle of December. American pharmaceutical Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech applied for similar approvals last week, and their vaccine could be greenlit in the U.S. shortly after December 10th. The United States has more COVID-19 cases than any other country in the world at 13.3 million. The numbers from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center show India and Brazil follow. A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remotely kill a military nuclear scientist. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Monday, Kuwait's foreign ministry condemned Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's killing, according to the state news agency. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Lebanon has been informed an upcoming round of maritime border talks with Israel due this week has been postponed, a Lebanese military official said Monday. News of the postponement of a session scheduled to take place Wednesday came after Israel accused Lebanon of changing its stance in the negotiations one too many times. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria blamed on Islamic jihadists who are active in the area. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator for the African country said in a statement he was, quote, outraged and horrified by the gruesome attack against civilians, end quote, in the village of Khashoggi near Borno's state capital. He said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year, calling for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchens and briefly took 2 officers hostage. A police spokesman later said the situation had been brought under control and the officers were rescued. Prison authorities did not confirm whether they had reestablished full control over the facility. NATO has invited U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to a summit in Brussels early next year after he takes office, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday. He said the specific date has not been decided yet. President-elect Biden officially named former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as his choice for Treasury Secretary Monday. Biden's transition team said in a statement, quote, if confirmed, she will be the first woman to lead the Treasury team. Department in its 231-year history. The 74-year-old previously broke barriers as the first female Fed chief and will be tasked with revitalizing the coronavirus-stricken U.S. economy if confirmed. President Trump suffered more setbacks over the weekend in his efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump's campaign paid for recounts in 2 big, overwhelmingly liberal counties in Wisconsin. Dane County's final number showed a 45-vote gain for Trump, Milwaukee's 132-vote gain for Biden, confirming Biden's victory by a total of more than 20,000 votes. Saturday, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. The lawsuit sought to throw out some 2.5 million mail-in ballots, or direct the state's Republican-controlled legislature to pit Pennsylvania's presidential electors. I'm Ben Thomas.
New Zealand's workplace regulator WorkSafe has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island December 2019 that killed 22 people. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.